bills advancing at the state capitol would impose age-related restrictions on digital apps and social media platforms. It's Friday, February 6th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a new study shows PFAS are down in the Great Lakes, and the search for the owner of an antique photo album that was left at the airport. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is getting to know your neighbors.
A lot of my relatives were river rats. Whole families made a living, as I did.
I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be everything that I am.
We just want to, you know, be part of American dream.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Wisconsin lawmakers are weighing whether to impose new age-related restrictions on social media and digital apps. Sarah Lear has more on proposals that advanced to a public hearing yesterday.
Republican Representative Joy Gobin is the author of several of the bills. She says she's heard from those who argue the responsibility for protecting kids online falls solely to parents and not tech companies.
As a parent, I can't stand over my kid's shoulder every second. I rely on guardrails.
One of the bills would require parental consent before someone younger than 18 downloads an app. Another bill would prohibit large social media companies from using addictive features on the feeds of users believed to be under 18. That includes banning infinite scrolling, autoplay videos, and push notifications for young users. Opponents of the bills say the restrictions would endanger privacy and infringe on free speech rights. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's been nearly 2 years since Western Wisconsin lost its largest inpatient substance abuse treatment facility. This week, state lawmakers voted unanimously to release $10 million to help build a replacement. The Ellie Phillips Libertas Center in Chippewa Falls closed in 2024 when the hospital's sister's health system left the region. After partisan battles over how to respond, the Wisconsin's legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted this week to send $10 million to national nonprofit Rogers Behavioral Health. It will go toward building a new mental health and addiction treatment facility in the city. Tanya Potter leads the National Alliance on Mental Illness's Chippewa Valley chapter. She says the new facility will mean patients and parents won't have to go to Madison, Milwaukee, and even Minnesota for treatment services. A statement from Rogers says they plan to open the new treatment center in early 2027. PFAS levels in Great Lakes fish are dropping after manufacturers phased out certain chemicals in recent decades. As Daniel Kading reports, those are findings of a new study from current and former researchers with the Environmental Protection Agency.
Researchers analyzed PFAS levels in almost 1,000 samples taken from lake trout and walleye in the Great Lakes dating back to 1975. They found chemical concentrations mostly peaked around 2008 and have been dropping ever since. The study's lead author, Sarah Belgoyan, says the decline is driven by manufacturers who phased out two of the most widely used chemicals in the early 2000s.
We do see the ecosystem responding to these changes in industrial practices, which is a great thing to see.
Lakes Erie and Ontario had the highest PFAS levels in fish. That's due to more people in industry sending wastewater to treatment plants. Lake Superior generally has the lowest levels of PFAS due to its larger size and fewer people and less industry along its shores. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors approved a new health care contract for employees yesterday. The vote came just days after supervisors learned the contract with United Healthcare had expired at the end of last year. Thousands of county employees and retirees still had insurance coverage, but county attorneys warned supervisors there could be catastrophic risk if they didn't move to approve a new contract. Speaking to reporters for the first time since the error happened, County Executive David Crowley stressed that the person in charge of the contract was no longer working there.
When we learned about what had happened, we started looking into it, and we took swift action. I'm not going to speak on the personnel issues, but that individual is no longer here.
A spokesperson for Crowley said the county executive plans to sign the contract. It expires at the end of 2030. The owner of a used bookstore at the Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport is searching for the owner of an antique photo album left behind at the airport. As Steph Conquest-Ware reports, the store received the album on Monday after it was in the terminals lost and found for months.
Renaissance Books owner Alex John usually spends his days helping travelers find the perfect book. Now, after an airport worker dropped off the antique family album, he's playing detective trying to find its owner. The leather-bound book is likely more than a century old. There are around 36 pages covered with portraits. John said the photographer credited with some of them died in the late 1800s.
I'm not going to sell this thing, right? Plus, it's just like beautiful and cool. And I thought, hey, let's just put it online and see if anything happens to it.
After word spread, a genealogist contacted John with a potential lead on its owner, but no one has claimed it yet. Steph Conquest-Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a look at TV star Alan Ludden's Wisconsin roots. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Producer Mary Kate McCoy brings us a story about popular game show host Alan Ludden's Wisconsin roots.
Many know TV personality Alan Ludden for his days as the host of the popular game show Password, or for his marriage to the beloved actress Betty White. Perhaps lesser known is Ludden's Wisconsin roots. Writer Dean Robbins recently stumbled upon his Wisconsin connection during a weekend getaway to Mineral Point.
I recently visited Mineral Point to sample its famous attractions, including the historic mining sites and the 19th century architecture. But during my stay in southwestern Wisconsin, I also stumbled onto a bit of local lore I'd known nothing about. I overheard several conversations about Alan Ludden, the smooth-talking TV game show host of the 1960s and 70s.
Now, here's your host on Password, Alan Ludden.
Well, thank you. Welcome to a special edition of...
And at the Red Rooster Cafe, the small town's popular breakfast spot, my placemat listed Ludden's grave as a Mineral Point highlight. Many tourists might have said, and continued visiting the art galleries on High Street, but not me. I grew up with Ludden's Password, in which contestants traded clues to guess a mystery word. As an elementary school bookworm, I was drawn to a game show host who glorified the English language. We even wore identical horn-rimmed glasses, which made him look dashingly brainy and made me look like the last one you'd pick for dodgeball. While my friends watched cowboy shows, I kept the dial tuned to Password and, no surprise, grew up to be a writer rather than a ranch hand. I'd never thought about it before, but some of the credit goes to Alan Ludden. After a hearty breakfast at the Red Rooster, I searched the internet to explore Ludden's Mineral Point connection. He was born there in 1917, and his father, an ice dealer, soon died of the Spanish flu. When Alan was 5, his mother married the guy who ran Mineral Point's electrical plant, after which the family moved around Wisconsin. Alan graduated Phi Beta Kappa from the University of Texas and then earned a master's in English, suggesting that his intellectual image was not just an act. After receiving a Bronze Star in World War II, Ludden hosted radio and television shows and found his star vehicle at Password in 1961. That's also where he met fellow TV personality Betty White.
Why, Betty White.
Why, Alan Ludden.
Well, it's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
What are your plans for the summer, Miss White?
Oh, dear.
They fell deeply in love, married, and worked together on stage and screen until Alan's death from cancer in 1981. White never remarried, saying, "Once you've had the best, who needs the rest?" Ludden was laid to rest in Mineral Point, and townsfolk speculated that his beloved Betty might be buried beside him. To their dismay, she chose not to join him for eternity in Wisconsin, though she did donate his papers to the Mineral Point Library before her own death in 2021. My Alan Ludden journey ended with a pilgrimage to his gravesite on the western edge of town. To its credit, Graceland Cemetery gives no special treatment to Mineral Point's famous son. So, in the absence of signage, I wandered for a while through the sloping grounds. Finally, I found the tombstone, which mentions Allen's service in World War II, but nothing of his showbiz career. Indeed, the peaceful plot feels as far from his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as you can imagine, bordered by the Iowa County Fairgrounds and rolling farmers' fields. I couldn't help thinking that Betty White might have been quite comfortable there.
Children's author and journalist Dean Robbins brought you that story about the popular game show host Alan Ludden's Wisconsin roots. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.
And now for a look at weather. Scattered flurries this morning and then windy with decreasing clouds gradually. Temperatures will likely reach the mid-20s across the state, but temperatures will fall by the afternoon. And then tonight, partly cloudy to clear and much colder, with lows reaching around zero. Thanks for joining us today for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again next week.